question was asked, why do we put our hands on someone's head when we bless them? So there are many concepts as to why we place hands on someone's head. On the simplest level, it's a form of connection. On a deeper level, it's a way of showing connection, like smicha, that when Moshe places his hands on Yeshua's head, he's leaning on him, he's showing what's in me is being transferred to you. And on another level, it's probably connected to the Midrash. The Midrash says that Hashem created man. We know, I'll introduce the Midrash, okay? Hashem created us. We have the upper body and the lower body. We have the front, we have the back. And the front part of man is sophisticated. The back part of man is less sophisticated. Your teacher really did not have eyes in the back of her head, right? So the sophisticated eye is in the front, and the simple skull is in the back. The sophisticated ears are facing forward. Your nose is in the front. Your mouth is in the front. All the sophistication, your toes, your fingers are facing forward. The back, we barely sense things in the back. If someone were to take two matches and put them on your back and ask you, how many matches did I touch you with? You wouldn't know if it was one or two. On the other hand, in the front, on our lips, on our tongue, on our cheek, we're much more sensitized. So there's the back and the front. Yes? Then there's the upper half and the lower hemisphere of the body. The upper hemisphere is, again, more sophisticated, more holy. So you have the heart, you have the mind, you have the mouth, you have the eyes, and then the lower half is more animal-like. That's where a person excretes, that's where a person walks, that's where a person sits. It's less sophisticated. We say that the male organ is the meeting of the two. And the male organ is not necessarily the animalistic part of man. It doesn't have to be. That could be the holy part of man. And we, the Midrash, with all that introduction, and when I say the holy part of man, going back, a man could be at his holiest point when he unites with his wife. But that's if it's done in holiness. If it's an act of love, if it's an act of holiness. If it's an act of hedonism or an act of self-fulfillment or the like, so then it's not that, right? So then it's animalistic, meaning this is where man gets his opportunity to prove how holy he really is. So we have holiness also in what we ingest, what we eat, right? Do we eat kosher things or not kosher things? Things that we own or things that we stole? Things that we made a blessing on, things that we did not, etc. So the Midrash, after that introduction, says there are 10 fingers in the hands and 10 fingers in the feet. And just as between the 10 fingers of the feet we have the covenant, the Brit Milah, so too between the 10 fingers of the hands we have the Brit Svatayim, the covenant of the mouth, the covenant of learning Torah. And so, again, we view the hands as the extension of the mouth. The hands are the extension. You could say they're the extension of the mind. We say they're the extension of the mouth. And so when a person makes a blessing and he puts his hands, it's the full connection of the mouth making the blessing, but so to speak, the blessing coming through the hands as well. So that's probably another aspect of why we put our hands till today when we make a blessing on a person's head. When I bless my kids every Friday night, I put both my hands on their head. Yeah.
Let's say a rabbi blesses you and he doesn't put his hands on your head.